Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast, where we live in New Jersey. This time of year is statistically the warmest time of the year, with high temperatures of about 87 degrees and low temperatures of 68 degrees. This week, we are going to learn about something that we see high up in the sky that keeps us nice and warm and allows us to live comfortable lives here on Earth.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hello, my name is Cristobal and my sister's name is Madeline. We live in Van Alstine, Texas, and we can't stop listening to your podcast since my mom found it. We're curious to know why the sun follows us all the time when we're driving. My sister also loves cats and would love to hear more about them and how they became a pet. We can't wait to hear the answer to our question. Sincerely, Cristobal and Madeline.
That was such an awesome email. This week we are getting curious about the sun for Cristobal and Madeline.
And if you wanted to learn more about their other topic, you can always go back to episode 128, Curious About Cats, to learn more about cats. We actually got this email before the Curious About Cats episode was released.
Okay, here I am. Let's get curious about the sun.
Hey, Noah. It's Olivia's little brother, Noah. What are you doing here?
Your listeners in Texas want to get curious about me. So let's do it. My favorite color is red.
Hang on a second. I think I know what's going on here. Cristobal and Madeline wanted to learn about the sun. You know, the one that's spelled S-U-N? You are my son. The one that's spelled S-O-N. Sorry for the confusion.
I think you're wrong, Daddy. They even asked why I follow you around while you're driving. It's because I'm in a car seat and I have no choice.
Okay, well that might just be the most adorable thing I've ever heard. Well, I just checked their email again, and it definitely says sun, spelled S-U-N. Sorry to disappoint you, but it was so much fun having you on the podcast for a few minutes.
Okay, you can't get rid of me. I'll be back for season finale in September. Bye-bye for now.
Bye, Noah. We can't wait for you to come back for the season finale. More details on that at the end of the episode. Before we get to that, we have the sun to learn about. It's easy to take the sun for granted because we may not realize how much we need the sun. But life on Earth couldn't exist without the sun. Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what happens during a solar eclipse?
While you are thinking about the answer to the question of the week, let's learn more about the magnificent sun.
The sun is actually a star. It's the closest star to Earth.
If you haven't done so already, you should definitely check out episode 106, Curious About Stars. It will give you lots of interesting information about the sun and other stars, like how stars are born.
The sun is one of at least 100 billion stars in the Milky Way. That's the galaxy we live in.
The sun is at the center of our solar system. The gravity from the sun impacts the movement of everything around it, including the planets.
Compared to other stars, the sun's size is pretty average.
It is classified as a yellow dwarf star, much, much smaller than the largest stars called red giant stars.
That doesn't mean the sun isn't huge, though. You can fit 1 million Earths inside the sun. That's ridiculous.
So let that sink in a bit. The massive, humongous, enormous sun that is responsible for life on Earth and for keeping our solar system together is just an average-sized star, and it is one of at least 100 billion stars in the Milky Way. The only reason it looks so much bigger than the other stars we see from Earth is because it is much closer than the other stars.
But that doesn't mean it's close. The sun is still over 93 million miles away from Earth.
And that leads us to the answer for the question Cristobal and Madeline had for us. They wanted to know why the sun follows them while they are moving in their car.
The sun isn't really following them as much as it is just hanging out in the sky 93 million miles away.
That's exactly right. If you are riding around in the car during the day, as long as your view of the sun isn't obstructed by things like houses or trees or clouds, the sun will be visible. You can drive for hours and hours, and the sun will still be there. When something is as far as 93 million miles away, but it is still visible because it is so big, you won't be able to drive away from it so that the sun can appear noticeably further away. This will give the illusion that the sun is following you.
Many people think the sun is closer to Earth during the summer, which is why summers are warm, but that's not true.
Not only is it not true, but the sun is actually farthest from the Earth in July and closest to the Earth in January. The reason for our hot summers and cold winters has to do with the Earth's axis. The Earth is constantly spinning around its axis. The axis is just an imaginary pole going through the center of the Earth. The strange thing is that the Earth is tilted, so the imaginary pole or axis that goes through the Earth isn't straight up and down. It's actually tilted a little bit to the side.
Why is the Earth tilted?
Well, it is believed that when the Earth was young, a very long time ago, that something called Theia hit the Earth and knocked it sideways a bit. It is also believed that the impact of the collision between Earth and Theia also resulted in lots of rubble from the Earth's surface being knocked into orbit, and that the rubble from the Earth turned into the moon.
So how is the Earth's axis the reason for the seasons?
Great question, and nice rhyme too. So the Earth constantly spins around its axis. The Earth also orbits the sun. In order to understand the seasons, we need to remember what the equator is.
The equator is an imaginary line around the middle of the Earth that separates the Earth into the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere.
So everything above the equator is the northern hemisphere, and everything below it is the southern hemisphere. Well, this time of year, it is summer in the northern hemisphere, where we live. But south of the equator, in the southern hemisphere, it is winter right now. That's because the sun is shining directly on the northern hemisphere in July. And that happens because the Earth is tilted so that the northern hemisphere faces the sun. During our winters here, it is summertime in the southern hemisphere, because the sun is shining directly on the southern hemisphere. All right, before we get to the question of the week, let's share some crazy, amazing facts about the sun.
The sun has almost all of the mass in the entire solar system.
That's crazy. 99.86% of all of the mass in the entire solar system comes from the sun. You may be wondering what mass is. Mass is how much matter something has. It's kind of like weight if you take gravity out of the equation. For example, we all weigh more here on Earth than we would weigh on the moon, because there is much more gravity here on Earth. However, our mass would be the same on the Earth and the moon, and is not impacted by gravity. The sun is so massive that it accounts for almost all of the mass of the solar system. Its mass is 330,000 times greater than the mass of Earth.
The sun is almost a perfect sphere.
Considering how gigantic the sun is, it is almost perfectly spherical, with only about a 6-mile difference in its equatorial and polar diameters.
The sun is 4.5 billion years old.
And even though it's super old, it's only about halfway through its life.
The temperature at the center of the sun can be more than 27 million degrees Fahrenheit.
But don't you worry. If you want to cool off, all you have to do is make your way to the surface of the sun, where it is only about 10 million degrees.
The sun is a giant ball of gas containing mostly hydrogen and helium.
In the core of the sun, which is the center, hydrogen turns into helium. It's the energy from this change from hydrogen to helium that gives the sun its power to provide light and heat. The sun has enough hydrogen to continue burning hydrogen for about another 5 billion years. After that, it will continue burning helium for about 130 million more years. Once it burns through all of its hydrogen and helium, it will expand and become a red giant star. After that, the sun will collapse and become a white dwarf star.
Staring at the sun is very dangerous.
Many of your parents have probably warned you not to stare at the sun because you can hurt your eyes. It turns out that they are right. Looking at the sun can damage your eyes, and the damage can happen pretty quickly too. For starters, your eyes can get sunburnt, and the eyes are super sensitive, so they get burned by the sun quicker than other parts of your body. Can you imagine a sunburn on your eyes? That probably hurts really bad. Staring at the sun for too long can lead to temporary or even permanent vision loss. Even if you are trying to witness a solar eclipse, be sure not to look directly at the sun. Wearing sunglasses also helps protect your eyes. All right, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. What is a solar eclipse?
A solar eclipse is when the moon moves in between the sun and the earth, so that some or even all the sun's light is blocked from hitting earth. A solar eclipse happens very quickly and usually only lasts a few minutes.
That was a fun episode. But now it's time for us to go outside and enjoy the beautiful warm day we have thanks to the magnificent sun. That's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 147, On the Sun.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Cristobal and Madeline, for the very bright topic suggestion. I know it's still 2 months away, but I wanted to give some details about our season 6 finale. Before the 2020 election, Olivia's mommy released weekly mini-episodes on each of the presidents in order. She went all the way from the first president, George Washington, to the 44th president, Barack Obama. She didn't cover Donald Trump because he was still president at the time. We didn't think it was fair to do an episode on President Donald Trump until his presidency was over. Now that it is, the season 6 finale will include a summary of Trump's 4 years as president of the United States. And, as he did for all of the other president episodes, Olivia's adorable little brother Noah will introduce the president. We are also going to do something we haven't done since season 2. We are going to be doing a Curious Kid podcast Q&A session. During our question and answer session, we will answer all of your questions about Olivia, me, the podcast, anything else you want to know about. So many new listeners have joined the Curious Kid podcast family from places all across the world since the last time we did a Q&A session 2 years ago. Whether you were new to the podcast, a listener from day one, or anything in between, we would love to hear your questions for us. If you have any questions for us, please email them to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 856-425-2324 so we can answer your questions in the season 6 finale. Are you curious what Olivia's favorite sport is? Are you curious how we came up with the logo for the podcast? Let us know what you're curious about. We can't wait to see and hear your questions. Next week, we will get curious about elephants for listeners in Bel Air, Maryland. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.